Good morning, and I would like to express my heartfelt appreciation for your gathering here at the expense of your very busy schedule today. Without further ado, I would like to explain about our third quarter results for the fiscal year 2007. First of all, let me give you an overview of our performance in the third quarter. For the 3 months in the third quarter, we regret to say that overall sales were lower than the projection, which we announced on October 31st, while operating income was higher. And against the same quarter of the previous year, both sales and operating income were higher. Comparing actuals against projections of sales, lifestyle-related segment continued to perform well. And also sales in two segments of automobile interior wood components, which we began to produce on a full scale, and magnesium molded parts for mobile phones overperformed due to higher demand than projection. However, we are sorry to say that our mainstay business of musical instruments and AV underperformed a little compared to the previous projection. Therefore, overall sales were lower by 1.3 percentage points than the October 31st projection. On the other hand, compared to the same quarter of the previous year, due partially to favorable exchange rates, we had increased sales in the musical instruments segment as professional audio and wind instruments grew, and together with them, component sales rose, pushing up results to a 1.9 percentage points higher position in all. Regarding operating income, musical instruments grew substantially compared to its projection in October and against the same quarter of the previous year. Accumulated results of 9 months from the first through to the third quarter of this fiscal year, due to the exchange rates during the same term, we could increase both sales and income against previous year's same term. Musical instruments grew in both sales and income compared to the same term of last fiscal year. We regret to mention that the electronic equipment and metal products segments fell significantly because of semiconductors' lower sales and gross profit margin. Regarding inventory situation at the end of December 2006, excluding exchange impacts, it was below the level of what it was at year-end of 2005. However, it was slightly higher than projection. Let me give you concrete figures. Actuals in the 3 months of the third quarter, sales posted 152 billion yen, operating income posted 13 billion yen, recurring profit posted 15.5 billion yen, and net income 12.5 billion yen. Now, recurring profit includes equity method gain of 3.6 billion yen. Operating income increased by 1.5 billion yen compared to the previous year, and it was higher by 0.8 billion yen than the projection. On the other hand, in recurring profit, equity method profit was a little lower than the previous year, but was slightly higher than the projection. And especially, it is substantially higher than the October projection. In regard to net income, it posted 12.5 billion yen, which was higher than that of both the previous year and the projection. Let's look at segment-based performance. First, musical instruments segment, as it was largely helped by the exchange rates, sales grew by 2.9 percentage points compared to the same time of the previous year, although it did not reach the projection, and I will reiterate on this later. We struggled very much in the AV and IT segment, and results underperformed in comparison to both those of last year and the projection. Segments of electronics, metal, and lifestyle products moved at higher ranges than those in the previous year and the projections. Operating income, which is written on the right-hand side, musical instruments posted 9.3 billion yen, a figure which was higher than that of last year and the projection. Operating income of AV was almost flat compared to the previous year, but a little higher than the projection. We could grow electronic equipment substantially against our projection. Well, 1 month has already passed in the final or the fourth quarter, but let me now explain about our projections for this fourth quarter on this occasion. Regarding sales, we revised our projection downward by 1.2 percentage points to 126 billion yen, which is lower than last year's results. Operating income remains to be in red, although the negative figure is smaller than that of last year, but we regret to say that this is lower than the projection in October. Recurring profit is projected to be 2.5 billion yen and net income to be 0.6 billion yen. Per segment, projection for musical instrument segment remains to be the same as we announced in October. I am sorry to say that this figure, however, is inflated by the exchange gain and real sales are projected to decrease. Also, in regard to AV and IT segment, situation remained to be tough in the fourth quarter, according to our forecast. Sales projections per segment are written here. Regarding the operating income written on the right-hand side, many segments are to be in the red, and thus the figure is rather difficult to see. But musical instrument segment will turn into black and post about 0.7 billion yen and recover from the operating loss of 1.5 billion yen in last year. This projection is almost the same as that in October. On the other hand, AVIT segment will go through tough times. So far, I talked about accumulated results from the first through to the third quarter and as well as projections for the fourth quarter. And now totaling them for the full fiscal year, sales is projected to be 542.5 billion yen, which is higher than the previous year but will fall short of our October projection. Regarding operating income, it is projected to improve by approximately 1 billion yen year-on-year from 25 billion yen to 26 billion yen. Recurring profit, 41 billion yen, and net income, 30.5 billion yen, and regarding this, it is likely that the figures will improve compared to both last year's results and the October projection. For your reference, looking at exchange rates just in the fourth quarter only, we adopt forecasts for 115 yen per US dollar and 148 yen per euro. Regarding average rates for the full fiscal year are, as shown in blue here, 116 yen per dollar and 148 yen per euro according to our current projection. Segment-based performance projections for the full fiscal year are written here: 322 billion yen for musical instruments, 72 billion yen for AVIT, 55 billion for electronic equipment and metal products, 46 billion for lifestyle-related products, 47.5 billion for recreation and others. Such are the breakdowns of 542.5 billion yen net sales. Now, comparing exchange rates against last fiscal year, they pushed up our performance substantially this year by 8.4 billion yen in musical instruments and 2.8 billion yen in AVIT segment. Against previous projections, up 3.6 in musical instruments and 1.2 in AVIT, sales figures grew by converting respective regions' currencies into Japanese yen. Looking at operating income on the right-hand side, breakdowns of 26 billion yen are 21 billion yen for musical instruments, which is a material improvement of operating income year-on-year, slight decrease for AVIT, and a severe drop from 7.9 billion to 3.0 billion yen for electronic equipment and metal products, as semiconductors' performance is staggering and the total will slightly improve year-on-year according to our forecast. Having said so, impact of exchange rates are written below, and they are 4.2 billion yen for musical instruments and 0.9 billion yen for AVIT. And against previous projections, 1.2 billion in musical instruments and 0.2 billion in AVIT. Well, these figures show that our performances are better with the great help of exchange rates. Now, from here, I would like to explain about business contents per segment. First, musical instruments segment. In the third quarter, as I touched upon a little a while ago, benefited by the weaker yen, performances grew in both sales and income. Now, subtracting exchange gain, real sales were almost the same level as those in the same quarter of the previous year. Professional audio equipment sales grew, especially in Europe and the United States, and wind instruments were shipped out according to the schedule. Yet, looking at our overall performance, sales were still tight in Japan and the U.S. Actual sales were lower by 5.5 percentage points than projection. This is because of the current severe situation of the piano market in the United States. In Japan, demand for electrons almost took a full round and is sagging, but excluding this, sales in Japan almost leveled off compared to the same quarter of the previous year. On the other hand, sales remain to be strong in growing markets like China, Latin America, and I would also like to mention Korea, where we at Yamaha are funneling our resources. In spite of higher material prices, operating income increased year-on-year and against projection due to exchange gain and cost reduction efforts. Inventory levels at the end of the quarter were higher than the standard projected previously, due slightly to unachieved sales targets in the United States, but overall, I recognize them to be moving at appropriate levels. Regarding the fourth quarter, excluding the effects of exchange rate fluctuations, real sales are projected to be in line with previous projections. On the other hand, operating profit is likely to be slightly lower than the previous projection, as some expenses incurred in the third quarter are carried over to this fourth quarter and booked in this term, so this will push down operating profit. We will continuously funnel our resources into growth strategy. In Japan, in the fourth quarter, we will see the peak of our activities to attract people to spring courses at our music schools, and we will exert our best efforts in this regard. And also, the bottom two lines are in regard to production. As we announced it in newspapers yesterday, we will terminate production at two plants in the United States at the end of this fiscal year and transfer that part of production over to China and Indonesia. We will strengthen production capacity in Hangzhou, China, and Indonesia. These are the main objectives we put up for this fourth quarter. Next, AVIT segment. Sales fell and operating profits sagged a little compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Actual sales, excluding the effects of exchange rate fluctuations, were lower by 14.6 percentage points compared to the same quarter of the previous year and lower by 10 percentage points than the October projections. Overall, AV sales in Europe during the year-end sales season were almost the same level as the previous year, but it struggled in North America and remained to be weak in Japan. In Japan, the largest drop in income took place in the online karaoke equipment area, and it was a significant drop. Against projections, our highly expected YSP made a giant stride compared to the same quarter of the previous year, but slightly underperformed to its projection announced in October. Due to bearish yen, we had exchange gains and could secure almost the same level of operating income as that of the same quarter of the previous year, but actual performances were tight. Inventory at the end of the third quarter slightly increased as sales did not achieve our targets, and this has become our challenge in the fourth quarter as written on the right-hand side. Projections for the fourth quarter, we revised both sales and income downward from the previous projections. One reason is that home theater market does not pick up easily as we had expected, and we are making efforts to expand sales of YSP, and it grew largely year on year, but we cannot but take a cautious stance in our projections for the fourth quarter and revise them downward slightly. Next is semiconductors and metal products segment. Sales increased and income declined against the same quarter of the previous year, and they are both higher than October projections as written here. As the bottom chart shows, semiconductor sales declined year on year, and on the other hand, electronic metals sales increased. Regarding semiconductors, demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones decreased more than what we had previously assumed. However, prices did not fall so badly as we had projected, so income overshot our previous projection. In the electronic metals business, material price hikes were severe, but we signed contracts for sliding prices, and it reversely contributed to higher income per sales. Regarding fourth quarter projections written on the right-hand side, we revised operating profit downward for the fourth quarter. This reflects our view that unit price reduction for LSI sound chips for mobile phones is likely to go worse than what we had projected initially, and this is partially because of the model mix. Going forward, we will expand LSI chips for pachinko machines, digital amplifiers, and rear-view monitor for automobiles, and we are actively engaged in sales efforts to establish next income pillars. We will also develop new devices and expand customer base. These are the key initiatives of our business in the fourth quarter. Regarding the electronic metals segment, declining order for semiconductors is a concern, and we are taking various measures to improve yield rates. However, income is likely to fall short of our October projection. Lifestyle-related products segment. Sales results were higher than both those of the same quarter of the previous year and October projections, but we regret to say that income fell amid tough situation. System kitchen sales remained bullish, yet bathroom share shrunk a little because of difficulty to follow price competition. Gross income rate did not grow and slightly pushed down income for that amount. The same trend is expected to continue into the fourth quarter, and we expect that sales may be lower. But we will make sure that we will secure previous projection for income by reducing costs further and bring negative figures closer to zero. Recreation segment. Third quarter sales were at the same level as the same quarter of the previous year, but substantially lower than October projections. Operating income's negative figure got smaller by 0.4 billion yen due to lower depreciation costs and that we no longer had to incur special expenses. Going forward in the fourth quarter, sales are expected to be lower than previous projections. Income stays as previously projected. Our main focus is whether we can attract a huge number of visitors to our Kiroro Ski Resort. Regarding other segment, overall sales in this segment rose significantly compared to the same term of the previous year and also October projections. Regarding automobile interior wood components, production of new models was delayed in the first half, but as we entered into the second half, we could start producing them in a full scale, and as a result, we could increase sales substantially third quarter on third quarter and against projections. And also, metallic molds and components production is increasing. Regarding operating income, however, especially in starting the full-scale production of automobile interior wood components, there was some confusion at production sites, and it is taking longer time to improve yield rates and pushed down income. I truly regret that we could not secure higher income when sales grew so much compared to the previous term, but we are fully aware what was the obstacle and determined to make improvements from such lessons learned. Now, in the fourth quarter, sales are forecast to be higher than both those of the same quarter of the previous year and October projections. Income stays as previously projected. Lastly, I would like to explain about inventory situations. As I mentioned earlier, inventory levels at the end of the third quarter was almost the same as that of the same quarter end of the previous year, but significantly higher than October projections. At the very bottom of this page is written the impact of exchange rates. These figures show exchange gains when converting foreign currencies into yen. Year-on-year, it is up by 2.6 billion yen and against previous projections, up 3 billion yen. And when we exclude such inflated figures, actual inventory levels were lower than the previous year's third quarter end and slightly higher than the October projections. Especially finished product inventories decreased significantly.